Invite you to stand for the telling of the gospel. Our holy gospel today is according to Luke chapter 16, beginning with verse 19. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "There was a rich man who wore purple and fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores. And he longed for just that which fell from the rich man's table. And even dogs would come and lick his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw far away Abraham and Lazarus by his side. And he called out, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me, for I am in agony. Send Lazarus to dip just the tip of his finger in some water and to cool my tongue, for it is agony here in these flames.' But Abraham said, 'My child, remember that during your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in the same way, evil things. Now he is in comfort, and you are in agony. And you are crawling right in front of me.' But the rich man said," Then he continued, "'Even if someone wanted to pass from here to you, they might not, because there is a great chasm that is fixed between us, and anyone from there cannot come here.' So the rich man said, 'Well, then, please, I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house because I have five sons. And tell him to warn them so that they may not end up in the same place of torment that I am.' Abraham said, 'They have Moses and the prophets. They should listen to them.' The rich man said, 'No, but if someone came from the dead, then they would repent.' And Abraham said, 'Even if they don't listen to the Moses and the prophets, even if someone was risen from the dead, they would not be convinced.' This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ." You may be seated. Can you turn me down? I'm getting some ringing. Yeah, I got it. All right. This time I'd like to invite the children forward to head out to Word for Children. What is the book today?
Oh, my mic is on. So the book today is Michael Bird Boy. It's one of my favorite stories, and the story of Lazarus and the rich man. And we're going to be right out here in the pink chairs.
Go have a good storytelling and conversation.
Rose.
Grace and peace be to you from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Sometimes the sores are not visible. Very often we'll see people out in the streets or as we go around life, and you see people that have casts on their feet. They may be on crutches. Sometimes you see bandages. Often we'll see someone with a white cane, and we can see what they're, at least part of what they're struggling with. But sometimes the sores are not visible. Very often when we see somebody on the streets and they have that look, one of the things that comes to our mind is, they are probably alcoholic or addicted to drugs. And it's true. Some of them carry those kinds of sores and wounds, things that get in the way of having them have a healthy life, because sometimes the sores are not visible. In our gospel today, I'm not ready to talk about that yet. In our gospel today, we have Jesus telling a story about a poor man who's laying at the gate of a rich man. And he's covered with sores. Just from that very fact, we can infer that he is of very poor health, not even able to chase away the dogs or to get up and move away from them. And many of the times in the Gospels where we encounter people who are that are in need of healing, they have very obvious things that they need healing or salvation from. And so the poor man could have he was hungry, obviously needs somebody to take care of himself. Other places, there are people with leprosy. There are people who are blind, who are mute, who are unable to walk, crippled, as it says in the Bible. And so these sores, these ailments are visible. And so often, I think every time Jesus encounters one of these people, he gives them the healing that they need. But sometimes the sores are not visible. Yesterday morning, right here, I had the privilege of hearing Heidi Grogan give a talk. She has volunteered and worked with Servants Anonymous, which is an organization or a group of folks that, as she says it, get into the pit with women who have been in prostitution, women who have been on the streets and are trying to climb out of the pit and achieve for themselves a life other than that. And she talked about how she had some very humbling experiences going in and trying to, her job was really to be with them, give them coaching, equip them so that they would be prepared then to move on once they graduated from this program to have what many of us would call a normal life with good housing situation, equipped to go out and find job, work, etc. And when she first started, she had a very humbling experience because her whole orientation, her whole life had been about trying to fix things and make it work and organize. And she, as she went in and tried to fix and organize and prepare these women, they kind of fought back because she came in as someone who had her life together, and they felt like she had no idea who they were, and also that they sensed that kind of what she was trying to do was improve them so then she could kind of see, how she really helped them. And there's this little insidious thing where we want others to do for us as we're trying to do for them, and it got in the way. The breakthrough for her was when she realized that she really had to get in the pit with them and accompany them. And as they started telling her their stories, after they got that she was really there just for them, the stories about drug abuse came out, the stories about alcoholism, but also the stories about their horrendous family lives, the physical and emotional abuse they had suffered, the times they had been told that they are worthless, and their own lived experience that they were only worth what someone would pay them to do. Sometimes the sores are invisible. As Heidi shared yesterday, what she had to offer them and what they needed was someone that got them, that spent time with them, and had them have an experience of being worthy, of having worth just because of who they were. Someone who was able to say, yes, this is where you are now, but you can make it out of the pit. Nat, go ahead and put that that image up now. This is one of the images that she put up yesterday, and I love it because it gets us in touch with, if we allow it, how those people on the street are not that different from us, and even in a sense are us. If you think about when you've had a really bad day, either you haven't gotten enough sleep, or things just weren't going right, or you just felt horrible, or whatever it is. Imagine that every day was like that bad day. Imagine a day when you didn't feel like getting out of bed, when people just occurred as a nuisance and a bother, when your motivation was so low that if you did make it out of bed, it was a triumph. Imagine every day being like that. That is a small window into the experience of people that are on the streets, homeless, the poor, the marginalized, however you want to describe it. Because their sores are not always visible. What is, I think what you can assume about them is that they have been wounded. They have been hurt. It may be physical, it may be mental, but overall it comes down to a wounded, hurt heart. What they need is hope, encouragement, the strength of heart that somebody cares about them, that they're not alone, that life can be more than that. I mean, that's why Jesus came into the world, to give the world heart, to give the world hope, to take those, I mean, especially in this, we've been spending the year in the Gospel of Luke, over and over again, the encouragement, the modeling that Jesus gives us is to look for those who are struggling, whom society just doesn't seem to care about. And he says, that's where the kingdom of heaven is to be found. That is the opportunity to make the gospel and the grace real. I give thanks that we live in a society where many of the folks that have various illnesses and injuries, we take, in many ways, take very good care of our blind, of folks that are impaired in other ways. Certainly, you don't see many open wounds out on the street because we have health services that go and help tend to their physical needs. Yet some of the sores are invisible. And the only way to reach them, to touch them, is to get down in the pit with them and to share this encouragement we have, the strength of heart. That's what encouragement means, strengthening the heart, to give this encouragement that we have from Christ. And by our presence, by our actions, by our money, by our hospitality, to walk with them and strengthen them. Encouragement. It's on my mind a lot, even before yesterday, when I heard Heidi Grogan's talk. At the next council meeting, I'm going to out the council here, we're going to be talking about how we're doing as a congregation, as far as encouraging you. The conversation I'm having today, though, is not just encouraging one another, but to encourage those people at whom you encounter in your lives. I don't expect you to encourage everybody. The parable today was about a rich man and the man that was right in front of him that he chose to ignore. You each have people in your lives who have those invisible sores. How do you know? Because they're angry, they're depressed, they don't want to have anything to do with you. They're the ones that occur as unlovable because of those invisible sores. They may be maybe people at work, coworkers, maybe somebody in school, somebody you just happen across, maybe somebody on the street, could be a neighbor next door. It may be somebody in your family who is the one that everybody talks about, but nobody talks to. We have numerous opportunities to give encouragement. Just imagine that if we go from here, if Christians are always looking out for those people that are weak of heart, that have the invisible sores, and are going about and in every interaction trying to find a way to give heart. It would be miraculous. It'd be the kind of work, it is the kind of work that God tells us we can do, that God wants us to do, that God calls us to do. When we allow ourselves to look beyond the presentation and look to the heart, God uses us as instruments of the encouragement of the world, the salvation of the world, the healing of the world that God is up to. But remember, the sores are not always visible. Amen.